Turning the clock back on May 26, the day in 1969 when John Lennon and Yoko Ono began their eight-day bed-in for peace.
We're not saying everybody lay in bed. I mean, it'd be a nice idea if they all did. This is suitable for us. Well, there's peace or war. That's the two products.
Don McLean recorded the classic single American Pie on this day in 1971.
We were singing.
The King of Pop married the daughter of the King of Rock and Roll in 1994. The marriage between Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie Presley only lasted about 18 months.
He said, "What would you do if I asked you to marry me?" And I said, "I would."
So you were really enthusiastic.
Birthdays, Ernie Carroll turns 91, best known as the man behind Ozzy Ostrich from Hey Hey It's Saturday.
Yeah, how are you going?
Of course, might be people who are not aware that we are back on.
Stevie Nicks turns 72. The singer was with Fleetwood Mac during their most successful time and had a string of solo hits in the 80s. The name Dean Lucan, the first Australian to win a weightlifting gold medal, competed at the 1984 Olympics, celebrates his 60th birthday today.
There's that icy stare from Dean Lucan. He's a no-nonsense lifter.
Comedian Bobcat Goldthwait turns 58. He was in the Police Academy movies.
What are you, a nut? I'm a vegetarian.
Actor and musician Lenny Kravitz is 56, as well as having hits like Are You Gonna Go My Way, Fly Away, Believe, and It Ain't Over Till It's Over. He also starred in the Hunger Games movies. Actress Helen Bonham Carter is 54. The longtime girlfriend of director Tim Burton has starred in a number of his films, including Alice in Wonderland. And Geelong captain Joel Selwood celebrates his 32nd birthday.
Selwood goes for home and he calls it in.
Finally, film legend John Wayne was born on this day in 1907. He died aged 72 in 1979.
Man ought to do what he thinks is best.
Remembering John Wayne on May 26.